podcast that shall not be named. Episode 17, Boss Jack. I'm sitting out here on the Thimbleberry deck. It's Wednesday afternoon. The bellboy sounds are pre-recorded. The birds and other animals that you hear are alive. Overcast, but beautiful day here. In the low to mid-60s, a little bit of a breeze. I'm sitting next to Lake Faneuil. And I will give the birds the co-hosting duty today. They just perked up. They weren't doing that before, and it's cool. So as I said, episode 17, I'm calling Boss Jack. I have made the purchase. And after some experimentation, and initially I had some problems. I got back late Saturday night, went out and had dinner with my wife and youngest son, and he had a friend over, and my eldest son was at a D&D game party in Calumet, so he was spending the night with friends. And so we went out, hung out. I started playing around with Boss Jack a little bit on my development iPhone, which has got other development software on it, so I already was a little concerned. Not about Boss Jack, but just that it would play well with my software that I was testing. And I came out to this very same Thimbleberry deck about 2 in the morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, which is a respectable time to podcast. But, lo, I had issues. I did manage to record a podcast, but it was probably about 50% distortion. And the other issue at the software I was testing at the time made Boss Jack think this was an iPhone 5 instead of an iPhone 4. And I couldn't get the little menus like pause, stop, finish recording. I was able to stop it by bringing up the task list and shutting it down. And I actually had a playable recording, so I will give it credit for that. And as I said, it's not Boss Jack's problem. I held off a little bit just because I heard the trials and tribulations others were going through in the minicast. But I've been pretty happy with it. Very full-featured. It is one of the most expensive iOS apps I've ever bought myself. For the company, for development, now there's been much more expensive stuff from the commercial side. But $9.99, big deal. I'm a software developer. I would say 80% of my income right now comes from Apple development. So I'm happy to support a fellow iOS developer and their team. And I also was a former DJ, and I'm pretty impressed by the features on this. It's the closest thing to Cast Blaster I've found out there for those that used to use that in the DOS world. That was actually a pretty cool little program. I really enjoyed it. I was really bummed when Mevio no longer supported it, nor would they renew my licenses for what I paid for. No anger there. Oh, well. So I'm playing around with this. This is a test recording, but with a minicast, the test recording still counts as an episode. So we're going to put it out there. I'll see how this uploads. I'm going to have it do the FTP direct. Still going to edit the RSS feed myself. Ooh, the sun's poking out. So, started out the morning with some international conferences. Took care of some business. Took care of some computer-related issues with some of my neighbors. That happened while I was gone. There were like 9 messages on my answering machine when I got home. Gee, maybe I could do a Bob stuff and go through my voicemail messages. I don't know how exciting it would be. I hear some pauses in here. Yeah, I thought I hit the buffer set to normal. It's kind of acting like it's glitching a little bit. I'll have to check that out. Hopefully that's not coming through on the recording. But that's my average answering machine messages were like, my computer won't let me browse to the sites I'm trying to browse to. It takes taping me somewhere else. And, yeah, that one I'm not looking forward to even. Let me just tell them to take it to the local computer shop for that one. That's a virus. Let's see here. My wireless printer is not talking to the computer. And of course, there's the occasional message from the state police asking if I'm available for a call. That's from the paramedic side. And that's probably something I couldn't put on the air anyhow. Ooh, sun is out. Although it's overcast, it's nice and bright now. You can hear the waves. Some of them recorded, some of them live from Lake Fanning Hall. And that bird was recorded. We've got a mixture of birds here, too. Okay, so this is the end of this test. Actually, I'm pretty happy with this. Before I go into any great detail and loose content that I'm recording, we'll make sure that this finishes up and uploads the way it's supposed to, but I think we have a winner here. So until next time, tune in for episode 18, really 19, of the podcast that shall not be named. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.